I've never seen this kid, but it seems he knows my type. We're asking for a unit of Lambeth County. I have to point to the cabinet behind him. He looks at it nervously. You take yourself too seriously, mate. Loosen up a bit. Relax. Let your hair down. Debone that burden. Fluff up your disgruntled pillows. Boil the rags of your discontent. I'd like to say, but I leave the airwaves empty so as not to tarnish his awkward shine. He comes back empty-handed and looks at me with undeveloped intent. I guess that means you're out of LC. How about some communication here, boy? Okay, then. Go on here, Tilly Scrag. It should have a yellow logo on it. To my surprise, he brings over two units. An EP called Keg Log and the remastered LP, Shooting Owls. The warning image on the EP is kind of fun. A sweaty guy with long unwashed hair, blood running down his nose and into his screaming mouth in the centre of a blurry mosh pit. The kid looks at it and physically shudders. Shooting Owls is more of your usual fare. A crowd of people sitting around, lying down, drinking, dancing. Some wearing nothing but boots, as if they're grown from a magic fungus right there in front of the camera's eye. This, like many of this style of warning, comes from that final summer. Too sad to fully engage with, surrounded by all these health supplements. I choose the EP and carry it away in a bag of shame. When I get home, I put it on right up to the legal limits. But I must have got excited at some point, because there's a thumping on the wall. If I get another complaint, I'll be looking at a 3-year permit ban. So I use it down and make a mental note to soften the neighbourly tension with a lovely little gift in the morning. I go over to the mirror and put my faith in the power. The music swells and tingles right down my spine. I close my eyes and have to keep on reminding myself to come back to the present. It won't be long before that unit self-combusts. Then I'll have to sweep the ash out of the cartridge. I have a pile of old cartons on my shelf, with not even a lyric between them. I would write them down, but these one-shots, you know, they're too short and I want to savour the experience without being over-analytical. I write down what I remember afterwards and will compare my notes with the other old fools and the boozer. You get me crazy, Teflon guy, seek the sky. Those are the only lyrics I could remember. So I make the rest up. We kept the things we shouldn't have. A jettison substance. Flower of my world, you burn or burn books, end up in the devil's library. That'll do.
Dad says, lazy person wanted must have 5 years of unnecessary experience necessary. The lazy trial, unwillingness to work a prerequisite, no attention to detail, lack of situational awareness, inflexibility. We don't want to change anything. We want things to remain exactly as they are. We need you. must be able to spend hours staring at a screen and not achieving anything. It was a perfect fit for me. Not only did I send my CV and covering letter unchanged from my last job application, after the deadline had closed, of course, I also didn't go to the interview because I couldn't wake up in time. They liked my style and offered me the job on the spot.
Mopping up the overspill.